back.
Welcome to Unpacking the Box Podcast, where we unpack incredible stories and experiences. It's about amplifying those unheard voices, untold stories, and changing narratives left and right. There is so much that can fit into a box. Sometimes you just need to know what's in it or how you're going to feel when unpacking it. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable to unpack, but it's very necessary for the betterment of ourselves and others.
This is Lanaya, your host. I'm back, y'all. Today, I'm here with a legend. He's a household name with an exceptional range of talents from stand-up comedy and acting, y'all, to versatile music accomplishments. Tommy Davidson, welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. I mean, what an honor for you to come and chat with me. I appreciate you so much.
We need each other, girl.
Yes, we do. You're right. You are so right. So, yes, we do. And I'm so excited. So I just thank you so much. So we gotta get into some things because you out here booked and busy.
I am. I've been really busy for a long time too.
Yes, you are. I'm like, oh my goodness, he just doing so much. Yes. So I know that you're currently co-headlining with Cat Williams, Mark Curry, Red Grant, some amazing comedians at sold out arenas. So I want to ask you, being in the business as long as you have, like, what has this experience been like for you? And like, how does it feel? Like, is there nervousness or are you just like in your zone?
Well, with that, here's the deal. I didn't know Cat that well. I've seen him here and there, but man, did he blow up and have his time? You know what I mean? It really, really became like a household name in comedy, you know? So I was asked to be on his tour and I was like, okay, you know, and I had heard what I heard, you know? So I was like, well, I'll do it. You know, I love comedy, you know, and he never did nothing wrong to me. You know, he's always been sweet when I seen him, you know?
Right.
So come to find out that he's probably one of the smartest, kindest people I've ever met. And the tour has worked out 100% beautiful because we're a lot alike. This is the first tour that I did where everybody's like family, you know? And, you know, we all respect each other highly and, you know, we all became quick friends and family quick, you know? And we've been going around the country tearing the house down. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Me, Freddie Ricky, Red Grant, Mark Curry, and all the other comedians and singers that are on the show. It's been one of the best tours I've done.
Yes. I love that. That's amazing, too. It's easier to go to work when you're in the midst of family, too, right? It's so much more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels good when, you know, you walk into a job and people really respect you and you can really tell.
Yeah.
You know, you can really tell. It doesn't matter. You know, I worked a million jobs. You know, busboy at IHOP and, you know, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but it was nothing better than the job that you worked at, where the people that you work with, you knew that they really gave a hell about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They showed you little things that you didn't know, you know, learn some stuff, they help you here and there. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
they're happy to see you. It's those little things that for me have made my career even better because I've been able to maintain that. And I've been able to transmit that to others over the years and not lose my sense of connection with work.
Mm-hmm.
With the fact that I have a job. I got a job and it's a good one. I sing, I do cartoon voices, but let me tell you, pandemic came, I'm sitting with everybody else. Is it a job?
Yeah. I love that for you. I love that you are feeling that love and feeling that respect because you deserve that. You deserve that. Yeah. So let's get into like your music. So your recent collaborations in the jazz genre, you know, for those of you who don't know, but you should know, So they've been highly praised. So including your work with saxophonist Richard Elliott and Grammy winner Dave Oz. So can you tell us about your journey into jazz music? How did that come about?
Oh, it was a journey since I was 4 or 5 years old. Because I wanted to be a singer. I always wanted to be a musician and a singer. You know, that was my thing. And it took that many years to finally be an opportunity for me to actually do it. And it came from years and years of work from TV, movies, and all that stuff. And then waiting and being patient. Because, you know, Eddie, you know, how do I go into music when I'm a comedian and an actor? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I see Eddie Murphy do it. And I'm like, oh, man, I really wanted to do that. And then I saw Jamie Foxx. I was like, oh, man, I really wanted to do that, you know? Yeah. But one of the things that I learned over the years is no just means not yet, you know? So I just was very observant. It was humbling for me because, you know, even though I, you know, I'm a pretty balanced emotional person. I still want what I want when I want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so dealing with that, what helped me deal with that was to start to really observe where I belonged in the music industry, where I can do the best job I can do from jump.
Mm-hmm.
And my talent, you know, find a place for my unique talent in music and then go from there. And it ended up being smooth jazz.
Yeah.
It ended up being a perfect place for me to go and do my music because that was the music that I listened to. That's the music that I lived to. Although I listened to everything and love everything, that's the music that I was doing an interview. I was doing answering interview questions last night and I all of a sudden realized the reason why I chose smooth jazz because that's what I was listening to from probably about 89 or 88 all the way through now. And that was the music that really helped me catapult myself into like the bigger act, you know, to being a film star and all that. Because when I rehearsed, you know, and when I would audition and when I was working on at comedy clubs and getting on buses and getting on planes and that music was my inspiration. That music was my inspiration. As a matter of fact, there was a specific group named Fatburger that had a song called One More Time. And that's the song that I got most of my biggest starring roles in. Because I play that song over and over, man, and I would work on that script for hours. So it actually worked. And another thing about it is it actually opened me up and made me, I'm not going to say I'm more sophisticated because that, when you say sophisticated, it means that you're a little bit better than someone. I became a little more intricate and a little bit more introspective. I thought more about different things. You know, I longed more about being other places other than here in the U.S. I could see myself as a larger human than what I was. And I'm not talking about larger than you or the woman walking the dog right now. I'm talking about my reach. Like how good can my creations be that they transmit so far that they'll reach people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had a lot of people who influenced me in that too. Black folks right here from the U.S. Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Oprah, man, I mean, I go on and on. Johnny Guitar Watson, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross, you know, so coming from a very, very fruitful crop and spiritual crop of people, you know, of a group of people that, you know, weren't in didn't come to the United States for a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I sure have been given a full ride scholarship to the whole world. Thanks God to my great, 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 great grandmother, grandfather, who took the lash so I could get the cash.
Yeah.
Glad to.
Yeah. Wow. That's an amazing like perspective in the way you see it. And not only that, like music can really open up so many doors for us, you know, and like, I know for me, music is a big part of my life. I literally listen to music all day, every day. And speaking of that, when I'm working, I like to be in a calming state because my job is like very stressful. So I'm playing stuff that is, I feel like, you know, that will calm me a little bit. And so I've been playing Your Kid Zero door work. And actually one of my girlfriends, I was on a Zoom and she was like, what's that in the background? And I told her and I turned her on to that. I'm like, yeah, you need to play this while you're working. I'm telling you, it's amazing. I love it.
That song, man, is so special to me. And let me tell you something, boy. I was discouraged, you know, and went against a lot of opposition with that song. But I was gonna get that song done. I was gonna get that song done because that song, you know, have you seen the cover of it?
Yes, I have.
It makes you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a circle around the little black baby kissing the white dude and.
Yeah.
Like, what? Zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I did that cover on purpose so that you would have, so that the person viewing it would have questions. And then when they heard the music is really the answer to the question. You know? And the question is, what's Kid Zero? Who's Kid Zero? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me. I'm Kid Zero and you are, because I can't be something and come from nothing. There is no way I'm going to be equipped to breathe this air, to love this nature, to get here and love everything. You know, and as time goes on, you know, you become an adult. But when you're here and you first get here, this is your paradise. You know, that's a deer and that's a dog and that's a chicken and this is water and this is, you know?
Yeah.
So we're all, you know, we're all so. Zero. And I did this on purpose so I could talk about it. We can't count without it, right? You go from zero to one and then infinity, right?
Right.
But if you're going to infinity, then where does the zero come from? What is that? You see?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the front of that is historical. That's a picture of John Brown, the abolitionist, who took his friends and his family, some white boys from Missouri, and some slaves, got some guns and said, we're going to stop this slavery right now. Went all the way down to Virginia, you know, believing in God's word. All of them got slaughtered, including his own sons. That's him coming out of the courtroom, going to be hanged. And this woman, this slave woman, brings over her child to kiss him on the cheek. And you can't really see on the cover, but there's other children around her. And all of them are white and black. So that means that even that far back, people did not believe that that was right. So we go into now with everything that happened with the Trump thing and blah, 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 blah. It's all an illusion and I can prove it because I was left in the trash can, in the trash as a child. My mother who found me, family random, she was white. My family were white. I was raised in Washington, D.C. I turn out to be what I am and I come with Kid Zero. And if you notice, Kid Zero has children in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was very key to have them in there.
Yeah.
Because I wanted people to connect to the child in themselves, where you didn't learn colors until you saw crayons, man.
Right.
You know, you didn't know the next person was this or the next person was that color or whatever. You didn't know that. You know, you responded to love. You responded to the people that, you know, taught you things, you know, were kind to you. Yeah, they didn't have color. They were just people who were kind. You know? That's Kid Zero.
I love that. I'm so glad that you went into that because I was definitely looking at that cover like this is deep. Not only that, but I was thinking about your story you know, just how you had a rough start, but how you know, and that just, you know, proves to the testament that how you start is not how you will continue. It's not how you'll finish. It doesn't define you, you know, and the man that you become and the success that you meet in life, the person that you become. And so I love that you went into that. And I love it means something, you know, so much more. So if you're listening and you have not listened to Kid Zero, I need you to go download that, support Mr. Davidson and listen to that, because it's amazing. You will love it.
Man, and the musicians that I was able to have on the tune, and my producer is African Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best producers in smooth jazz, Greg Manning. And then I have Chiele Mannucci, which is an Italian guy,
mm-hmm.
lives in Italy, you know, and he's bad as I don't know what on that guitar. Then Julian Vaughn, African-American from Kansas City, you know, who's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes together perfectly, even with the difficulties. And I had the two people that I had before dropped off. I even had some managers tell me, we don't get the song. We don't get the cover. We can't manage you anymore. And I was like, well, and I just said I was, you know, I love them people, man. And I just said, if you don't understand me, then you can't really manage me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that? You know, you have to trust me as a creator, because you're a manager and I'm a creator.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you know what I know, then you need to go and make some songs.
Right.
And if I know what you know, I need to go and manage some talent.
Right.
But I didn't let that get me down. Of course, you know, I was hurt by that. Anytime you're disappointed, you're hurt by things. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Staying that way isn't going to get stuff done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know the song is good, and I just kept it moving. Next thing you know, it was top of the chart.
Yes, yes. So, yes, it's top of the charts, and, you know, it's been added to SiriusXM's number one jazz channel. So,
hey, girl.
You know, hey. Listen, you are
hard to say the
damn thing.
No, really, I start thinking, I'm ready.
Listen, I'm going to say it for you, okay? We're going to brag over here. I love it. I love it. I love it. So since, you know, all the things that you went through to get this song, to bring it, you know, to the forefront, you know, this is like full circle for you. So how does it feel that your music is gaining popularity, and what can we expect, you know, from, you know, for future music releases?
I feel really good about it. You know, I have been lately just confronted by what could be maybe identity. It's not an identity crisis. It's just, you know, when I get feedback from other people, say, well, people see you as a comedian and people not going to take music, da, 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 you know, and I can't really give weight to what someone says that doesn't come home with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you help me pay for some groceries around here, you know, and give me when I need it, you know, and support me when I'm down. You know, or if you, you know, put me in my place, if I'm getting a little bit too full of myself, then we can talk about what you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I am an entertainer. I'm not just an actor. I'm not just a comedian. I'm not just a musician. I'm not just a singer. I'm all of it. You know, if you want to categorize me as a comedian, you know, that's cool, because then you'll come to see my shows and you'll see how funny I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you look closer at me as an entertainer, you're going to get more out of me, because you get the Proud Family. You get all the cartoon stuff that I do. You get all the movies that I do, the TV that I do, the sketches that I do. You get all of it, man.
Yeah.
It's a perfect. You get everything. You know?
Yes. You have range. It's the range. Okay. It's the range for us.
Yeah, and that, like, has been a gift to me. When I was doing that article yesterday and I was answering those questions that the guy sent to me, it was very revealing to me, because he asked me, you know, about singing and about what the difference between acting, and I was able to be really specific about the difference with all of them and what it took to do each and every one of them, you know, and that's, who I am.
Yeah.
You know, who I am is who I am.
Yes.
I went to a Chinese restaurant the other day, and little girl behind the counter, she gave me my stuff. She spoke clear English, the whole nine yards. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She knew what she was doing. I have to ask her where your family's from and nothing. She said, they go your food. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why should somebody be coming to me going, well, was that real it, bro? What you put, you know? No. I'm an entertainer. You know, and you have plenty of stuff to take a look at to see if you like or not.
Yeah.
You know, because we're so, people are so complex, especially in these days and times, girl. When the toilet stall is in the palm of your hands and your phone. You know, usually you go to the toilet stall and they got all this stuff written on there and all this, and you're not going to take it serious. Right. You know? Yeah. Once you finish what you're doing in there, you're gone. Well, that moved to your phone. So if I say I'm going to look up such, first thing I see is broccoli. This certain type of broccoli is making you sexual for 25 years. I'm like, man, what the heck?
Right.
Or if you just did this kind of real estate, you'd be the richest person on earth. I say, how did that get in my phone?
Right. Right.
How did that be the first thing that I'm going to hear when I went in there looking for something else?
Yeah.
That I want. So it's getting to the point where, you know, choices are important for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on this campaign to scare the hell out of everybody. You know, I'm watching, you know, artificial intelligence, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to take over the world. Well, in the meantime, it probably is, because they challenge us that, and that's their little campaign to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're looking at artificial intelligence as taking over the world, if you got some artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
In your head. Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. You're right.
Yeah, because if you can figure out how broke,
right.
out somehow, and you end up with a steak on your plate, where you go to the bathroom, you don't know where it went.
Right.
And if you can figure all that out,
right,
you really intelligent. So you ain't have to figure out, like, telling you the world going to end because of one little thing.
Right.
You know, it did it, and with one little thing, a little bacteria about to kill all of us.
Right. Oh my goodness. There's so much going on. It's so much.
We're like, artificial intelligence so great, it would have pulled us out of that.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, that just goes to show you that, you know, at the end of the day, we all are capable of learning and also, you know, being intelligent and figuring out things and creating things, you know?
Who's to say we're gonna take over the world?
Right.
You know, my observation on it is the people that are putting that information out, that artificial intelligence is going to do this and it's going to do that and it's going to do that, I notice it's just corporations that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to have a job. You know, they told black folks that. You ain't got no job. You never had no job. Ain't get paid nothing. Can't get married. You ain't allowed to read. And blah, blah, blah. The only people that were telling us that were the people that were taking our money.
Right. And they just want us, you know, it's just, I feel like it all boils down to just, they want us to operate in fear, you know?
But exactly. And we ain't like that.
No, we're not built like that at all.
I don't speak on anybody else's culture, but I can speak on mine.
Okay. Right.
We had a nice 400 year test on faith and we're doing fine.
Yeah. That's great.
And on Tel Aviv, I don't know what's going on over there. No, I don't know none of that, but I know where we've been. And where we are. And if that ain't a testament of faith, then hey man, go talk to somebody else. Because we don't own no bomb.
Right. Exactly. And we are resilient, okay? And just your story alone, you know, that lets us know we're resilient. Okay. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Bring it on. We want all the smoke, okay? We want it. So listen, I love, you know what? You were talking about how you do like these, you're multi-talented, you do all these different things. I think it's a beautiful thing not to be confined to a box, because, you know, some people will try to put you in a box, but I love it that you do all these things. And so your role as the Patriarch Oscar Proud in the Proud Family series, Louder and Prouder. That has broken so many viewership records, multiple Emmy nominations. So what does that mean to you to be, you know, a part of such a successful and beloved series?
Yeah, it means that I'm a good father too, you know?
Yeah.
I've been that Proud Family father and a real father in real life since the first Proud Family. So my two younger daughters were exposed to that. You know, my oldest daughters, I mean, were exposed to that. They had the Proud Family. My son did too. And now the next generation of kids that I have it too. And I played that father on Disney that was the real father in real life, which cared about his kids, cared about their culture, cared about the world around them, cared about how they turned out, cared about their friend, cared about their neighborhood, you know, cared about their jobs, cared about other people, you know, and just were all about some happiness and having some fun. And I'm proud. I can say that I'm proud to be Oscar proud.
Yeah.
Because Oscar proud don't play boy before he comes to his kids. Hey, I ain't gonna do that. I tell you what, you think you're gonna do that, but you're gonna go to your room. Oh, Oscar, come on. What do you mean, come on? Push down. You know, so it's the, you know what I mean?
Yes. I love it. That is an amazing series and something that, you know, I watched myself and then now my kids can watch. So it's amazing. It's so inspiring, the work that you're doing. I love it. Guys, you are.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate, man. Very fortunate. Just very fortunate to be here and doing what I'm doing. And I didn't get here by myself. And I'm not staying here by myself either. You know, a lot of people helped me and have helped me, you know. And I'm just really grateful for the people who love me, who know me personally, for the people who love me from afar, you know, and love my work.
Yeah.
And it helps, you know, when people come and talk to me and they're smiling at me and they're like telling me about this and telling me about that, it makes me smile because they're helping me too.
Yeah.
They don't like my comedy, I ain't got no job. They don't like my music, I ain't got no job. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a thin line between having a job and not.
And like you told me, like, we need each other. You know, us, all of us in this creative space, we need each other. We can help each other. That's what it's about. We need each other. You know, this is what we do. This is how we move forward together, you know?
Yeah. And it translates to everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It translates to everything else, you know? Ain't nobody in one lifetime can be changing the world.
Right.
You know, but it changed through multiple, didn't it? Multiple lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All of us, you know, we can do a little something on our part and, you know, we can keep it going, keep working to change things and to make things better. So with your busy and booked life, you know, with your music, your acting career, and you also shooting films and performing solo. I mean, y'all, he's booked and busy. He's busy out here in these creative streets. So how do you balance all of these different projects and, you know, like, how are you pouring into yourself as far as self-care while, you know, pouring into us and entertaining us?
How do I celebrate?
Well, how do you practice self-care while you're working, like while you're balancing all your work? Do you have time for like self-care?
Oh, yeah. I'm like a baby or something.
What do you
know? I always got to be cooking myself something good, you know.
Yeah.
Taking me a nice nap, watching me an old movie. Listening to music that makes me feel good or makes me reflect on things that happened in my life that were great, you know, or not so great.
Yeah.
You know, just self-care for me is caring for others too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so every opportunity I have, you know, to help someone else. As the Starbucks this morning, that girl just sitting there, she was there 20 minutes before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I went up to the woman and said, hey, I forgot to give my name for my coffee, so I don't know if it's over there. And she's oh, and she went over there. And then I said, and she's been waiting. And then the girl said, no, I got it. They got me. And I was like, okay, cool. And she went here before I came. Just the fact that I acknowledged it.
Yeah.
You know, I practice that kind of stuff around me if I can. Because how many times has somebody, you know, help me.
Mm-hmm.
It's as random as can be. Didn't know me from not a data. You know?
I love that.
So So yeah, self, you know, and yeah, I take care of my thinking, you know, when I get to be, you know, acting like a donkey, you know, I say, wait a minute, you know, spend some time looking in the mirror about that, because if it's making you feel that way, then something's off here. And yeah, go into it and kind of, you know, talk to people and, you know, kind of get it cool, you know?
Yeah.
That's another self-care.
That's good, you know? Because you got to take care of yourself, because you do all of this for us, because a lot of us, you know, your entertainment really is saving us, it's helping us, you know, in many ways, it's inspiring us. And so it's definitely, I'm definitely glad that you get to have some self-care, a little downtime, because you're so busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I got, you know, I do have time.
Yeah.
To myself. I do.
That's good.
And I take it too. You know,
yeah.
I take it. I've been a, you know, working and getting in this career has afforded me a pretty good life, man. You know, I'm driving this morning looking at cows, you know, at farms, pastures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I'm going, okay, so now what you complaining about? You know?
Yes. So, you know, what can we expect from your upcoming film releases and solo performances? What should we look out for?
Look out for everything coming from me. I got a new company called One Song. And so I made a decision about 4 years ago that I'm going to start doing my own projects. Okay. Spearheaded by me. And whatever it is. So I got a company that covers it all. Literature. One branch is literature and documentaries, and has everything to do with anything intellectual. The other one is music. One Song Music, which is taking on, you know, the first effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a song, and then I have my own label. But then I have One Song TV and film. So it covers everything. So I've got TV series coming, movies coming, more songs. You know, I may even get into signing artists, label, you know, if it feels comfortable. The music business is really hard. It's really, really, really hard. My goal is not to put music out there that's going to make people do negative things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to support that. So, you know, I can dig it. I know where it's coming from, but you know, that almost killed me. I never would be talking right now if I wasn't broke out of that kind of thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That thinking being that I'm going to murder you, you know, or that you know, I'm a murderer, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am a drug dealer, you know, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm a hoe. I'm a hoe.
Right. Well, we thank you.
How's her? You know what I mean? That's normal.
Yeah.
But that ain't, you know, outstanding now. You know, so I just wanna deal in beauty.
Yeah.
I just wanna deal in positive.
And you are. You are. You're doing amazing. You are. Just your journey, you know, and where you are now. And I hope you do know how much you mean to us, you know, everything you are. And how you've inspired me to just, you know, be better, to do better, to, you know, just figure out what I can do, you know, tap into all of my talents, you know? So I want you to know that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. And I love to hear it too, because, you know, it's not really an easy industry. No, it's not an easy industry.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like freaking law. You know, people lie for a living in law. You lie for a living.
But we gonna keep pushing it. We gonna keep going.
This dude killed a little girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I can get the judge and the jury to think that he didn't do it, I get money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I know he did
it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But you know what? Right. We gonna keep it going. We're gonna keep creating.
This is what it ain't nothing changing in either.
That's right.
But you know, the power of love is hey, man, it's incomprehensible.
Yeah, it is.
It's incomprehensible. We don't know nothing about it. We don't know that much about it.
It's forever changing.
And sit down. You about to go sit down somewhere.
Right. Right. So I saw you on Celebrity Squares. So what was that? That looks like a really fun show. Was it a lot of fun?
I didn't know what I was doing. You could be laughing at me, but I didn't know what I was doing. Every time they came to me, I was like, you know, I did not know it. I finally raised my hand and they kept stopping the cameras. Tommy. And I finally raised my hand and I said, hey, man, I actually don't really know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I had such a hard time keeping up with the game. I'm serious. You know, yeah, man. But I guess it's going to come off really funny because I'm always sincere with what I do. You know what I mean? So, you know, eventually I think it was laughing. I was a little nervous because I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? But man, when I was getting on my case a little bit, Tommy, come on. You know, and I was like, okay. We do it again. The whole audience was there, you know. And finally, another time came around, my answer, man, come on, man. Tommy. The host is like, Tommy. And you know, the director talks to you from above in the mic, everybody can hear him. Tommy, what's going on, man?
Uh-huh.
Listen to me. And they were like, what? What's up, man? I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And everybody just started laughing, man, like crazy. I was relieved because it was the truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know how that's going to come off.
But that's the best part about it, though.
I give a sincere effort to something.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, that's enough.
Yeah.
For me. You know, because I was kind of confused because everything was going so fast and I wasn't used to that. Man, what we did in Living Color, we were like, hey, you know, we started the week before the show.
Mm-hmm.
We started that one day. And then that afternoon, we were doing the show. We started on Monday. We read it through. We said this, and then we messed around with it. We did. And so by the time Friday came and that show was going, boy, you better watch out.
But you know, that's the best part, though, when you just like your true, a real, like raw, authentic self.
Yeah.
So that's what we love.
And DC did a great job. He's doing a great job with the show and everything. And showing a lot of our celebrities and stuff that are really, you know, have great careers. Bobby Brown, you know, and all this stuff. So it's a really good thing. But I'm going to tell you, I'll be true for that day. I'll do law.
Okay.
I was a little lost. And I grew up with Hollywood Square.
Me too.
You know what I mean? And I did it before back in the 90s. I did it before with Whoopi and everybody. All the big names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they were going a little bit fast for me, man.
It's all good. But like I said, that's the beauty of it. We know. We love you. And it's all good. It's all good. We love when you are just
man,
you.
I was like, okay, man, this is cool. You know, I'm cool.
You're so funny. Oh, my goodness. Listen, thank you so much for coming to chat with me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, man, me too. Me too. And I'm glad I did it. And I got great people, great publicists and stuff. And they bring the right people to me, you know?
Yes. I really enjoyed learning more about you. And shout out to you. You're from D.C.?
D.C.?
Yes, I'm from Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland.
Where you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, you from Baltimore? Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah. Without accent.
Hey, Sean, hey, Tommy. When you come back to Baltimore.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I love it. The DMV, that's right.
Man, so more, man.
You know, tell the people where they can, you know, check out like all your updates, your comedy show, all that good stuff.
Good thing. TheTommyDavidson.com, that's everything.
Okay.
You know, IG is the real Tommy Cat. That's everything. You get an insight on it all. You know, my stuff, my music is out there on Apple and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it's not on the popular radios because I didn't choose that. I'm doing smooth jazz radio, but you know, there's always streaming, and people don't listen to much radio these days anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, they done put me on like a million listening lists, whatever they call them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your music from, I'm there. All of my stuff is there. I Know, another song of mine, and Sweet Reunion. I just released a song called Lausanne, which is an unbelievable song with a trumpeter by the name of Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
And that right there is just the cover of it tells the story.
Okay.
You know, because I'm an artist through and through. You know, every cover is means something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that. I love that. You are true creative. Like, I love that. I love it. So make sure y'all stream Kid Zero and just all the music. But Kid Zero is amazing. You will love it. I'm telling y'all. Y'all know I would never say y'all wrong. And thank you so much for gracing Unpacking the Box, Tommy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for a great interview, girl. And keep doing what you're doing, okay? We'll see each other soon, too.
Yes. Yes.
It goes that way.
Yes. All right, y'all. We out.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Unpacking the Box Podcast, where we unpack it all. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe so that you never miss an episode.
Not only is Linnea an amazing podcaster, she is also an independent entrepreneur. Check out her many creative endeavors, such as her women's magazine, Unpacking Her Magazine, which highlights women in business and in all creative areas. In addition, she has an online store, Unpacking Hoodies and Tees, that entails words that will be sure to uplift you. She is a self-published author of 2 books, and counting that can be found on Amazon. You can visit and learn more about Linnea's projects by clicking on the link in the show's notes, or visit Linnea's Instagram page at unpacking_the_box_podcast and click on the link in the bio.